Well, the only savings are going to come from the required contractual 7% and any long-term savings on pension that might occur, but you also have to factor in the buyout that may have to happen for some of these folks. So savings are going to be relatively marginal. Part of the problem that we run into is that we're entering an era of evidence-based correctional practice. What we seem to have going on here is nobody's looking at the evidence. The evidence so far, both in Florida and outside of Florida, is that there is no demonstration of these kinds of savings. More importantly to people like me, there is no evidence that the kinds of things that we count on, which is reducing recidivism through better programming and so forth, that there's any real difference between the way in which state-run institutions and the way in which privately-run institutions actually operate and produce results.
So then some would wonder, why do we want to do this? Senator Fasano has said on national television, by the way, that he thinks it's related to the fact that the two companies in line to manage these facilities, the GEO Group and CCA, the Corrections Corporation of America, have contributed a combined total of more than $1 million to state campaigns in 2010. In your experience, is this the way the game is played? Have you seen this happen elsewhere?
Well, first of all, this would be the largest single privatization in history. And I think people need to understand that. Nowhere else in the world has anybody done this. I'm very careful about attributing things to political contributions. I will say that the people I know at both of these companies are dedicated corrections professionals. But surely there are advantages that are going to be given for certain contributions, I'm sure, or at least better consideration. So while I don't think it's directly something we can look at, I really think we have to go back to what does the evidence show us at this point, and the evidence does not support any of that.
Now, some of the critics of the privatization plan, including Senator Fasano, say that any savings that are realized from the move would basically be negated because the private companies are allowed to come in and cherry pick the healthiest and the best behaved inmates, leaving the state-run institutions to pick up the slack and thereby putting more of a strain on those institutions and actually costing the taxpayers more.
And that's a key point because, again, what we see here is that the way contracts are written, the large private providers knock out anybody who requires hospitalization for more than 48 hours. They go back to state care. They do not handle the high psychiatric need patients. They don't like to handle the high HIV or other hepatitis C type patients. What that means is you will move people further away. If they're from the South Florida area, you will move them further away from their families. But it also means then you begin to concentrate the more dangerous in the northern half of the state. You begin to concentrate the more medically needy up here as well.
And that's among the reasons that the correctional officers and their union are against this. I wonder, what about these state correctional officers? It's said that some 4,000 will be impacted, but will many of them actually be laid off, or will they simply keep their jobs and go to work for the correctional company that takes over the institution?
What I observed when I lived in Georgia was that where they brought in private facilities, we often saw a lot of the correctional officers jump ship and go over, partly because, again, you're going to be managing less difficult people than you might be in a state institution. I think generally because they are still going to have to comply with certain certification requirements if the contract is properly written, they will turn to these people and try to get the best people they can. That may mean that some people who are not performing at high levels are not going to be offered jobs. For others, there will be new opportunities.
So, Dr. Potter, we've been talking a lot about the economics of this, but I'm wondering if you, as a criminologist, having studied these matters for years, have other concerns over these public taxpayer-built institutions being turned over to private for-profit companies?
Sure. As citizens, we give the state the moral authority to punish. It's one of the things that really distinguishes our criminal justice system from personal vengeance. And I think one of the things we need to be paying more attention to is why we're willing to cede this moral authority to punish from the state to a private entity. And even if it's just depriving people of their liberty, that's still a major moral decision that we as the citizens of the state of Florida make. And I would really like to see our legislators paying more attention to that aspect.